heritage. Sorry, I know I'm a little late. Yeah, I was just finishing up my reading. Again, thank you for the private lessons. Seriously, I can't thank you enough. I just cannot get this stuff through my head with Zoom or whatever program we're using this week. You know, getting to sit down with you like this every week to go over the lessons just really helps me a ton. Yeah, I agree. I am very lucky that my English teacher is my neighbor. Oh, yeah, you're right. We should get right to it. I'll sit down and we can start. Can we go over the quiz? In that sentence, mostly it's the adverb. It tells to what extent the movie is true. Yay! 10 out of 10! You are the best! Oh, we're done already? I usually have a full hour here, and we only studied for 45 minutes. Nothing else to teach me today? I'm sure you have, like, 15 minutes of hanging out with me still in you. Hanging out, studying, what's the difference? Well, when I hang out, I just watch TV, you know, chat with my friends, play online, read stuff. What kind of stuff? Well, besides the required reading, I'm a fan of fantasy and sci-fi. And, oh, no, usually fiction. I really like, you know, the classics, like Lord of the Rings, Snow Crash, and the like. No, I've never heard that one. What's it about? Oh, just don't give me any spoilers. You're not gonna ruin it, just tell me. Fine, then read it. No, to me out loud. For the last 15 minutes? Please. I'll finish it myself after I, you know, go out and get it. But can you just read some to me first? I know you're tired and you just wanna go get some rest. I know, how about this? You sit back down in your desk chair and I'll rub on your neck and shoulder. I see you keep rubbing your neck. It looks stiff. You know, I give the best neck and shoulder massage. I do it for my friends all the time. Well, I know, you know, you're not my friend, but I've known you forever and it'll be fine. I just really, really want you to read that to me for a bit because it sounds so awesome. Come on. You're gonna love it, and it's not like there's anyone else here to be all judgy and weird about it. Yes! Okay, sit. Come sit. Perfect. There you go. See? And I could read along a bit over your shoulder, too. Alright, yes, I'll be quiet. Go ahead. Oh no! It was just getting so good. And I love hearing you read to me. I guess you're so practiced, you know, being an English teacher and all. Reading all day out loud. Well, at least did you like your shoulder massage? See? I told you I'm super good at that. I even thought about maybe looking into massage therapy school someday. Yeah, you look a lot less tense. Okay, well, I'll get going. But first, sorry, I had to run my hands through your pretty hair once. I just like it. It's not like you can complain about having a cute girl's hands on you. I know I'm just joking, silly. It's not like your wife is home anytime soon. Kidding. Okay, I'm fine. I'll get going. Morning, teach. Oh, this? It's for cheerleading. I need to practice a bit, and, you know, I haven't gotten to wear it since we moved to online classes. I wore it because I was gonna go practice in my yard after our lesson. By the way, I finished the book you lent me. Thank you a ton. It was fantastic. You're right. The prince's journey is so tragic, but... Wait, there's two more of them? I thought it ended there. Oh my god. I should have checked. Oh my gosh, I'm really dense sometimes. Yeah, I would love to borrow them immediately. I have to know what happens. No, I want to read now. You teased me and all. Come on, just read to me for 15 minutes. I won't be able to focus on the lesson at all. Plus, I can rub on you again. Please, go on, please. Fuck yeah. Oh, sorry. That's a bad habit. Yeah, I have a bit of a dirty mouth, but at least we're not in school, right? Awesome. You know, you're pretty fucking cool, you know? Okay, well, let's get started. I'll try real hard in your massage, too. Yes, I have to do it. It's your reward for reading to me and for being so nice to me. I know it's your job, but you go above and beyond, letting me into your home, giving me one-on-one attention, lending me books. You're just really great guy, and I'm super jealous of your wife. Oh, no, I meant because you're caring and loving and thoughtful and kind, and I guess, yeah, you're pretty. pretty effing handsome. You were blushing. Oh my god. I guess it is a little odd to have compliments rain down upon you. Anyway, enough of that. Now read. Here. Just let me go behind you and I'll start to. Oh, that was a fast 15 minutes. I can't believe they brought her back to life. That was nuts. I cannot wait to go home and finish it. I mean, I'd do just about anything to keep you going, but a headache? You would if you didn't have a headache? Well, then, do I have the solution for you? Here. Sit down, I'm gonna rub on your temples and your head. Yes, facing away, just like you were reading. Just go ahead and close your eyes. Good. Now let me just... Feels good, doesn't it? Yeah, I've been doing this for a while. My father gets really bad headaches. I just rub on the temples slowly, like this. And then reach to the front of the head and there. Just massage the forehead gently. I'm glad it's helping. I'm a headache hunter. Here, let me massage the... You're fine, it's just my boobs in the back of your head. I'm wearing clothes and all anyway, silly. If I wasn't, I would agree. This would... It looks pretty damning, but you're fine. No one's here. No one ever got in trouble for getting a head rub. Well, probably someone. What? What did she say? Why would she think that? What? You're not too friendly with me. Why would she say that? She rarely even sees us together. She's always gone. That's crazy. You shouldn't be getting into trouble for something you're not even doing. You're literally always the model gentleman. Well, then what did you say? Well... Thank you for defending me. And I'm sorry you had to deal with that. You're such a sweetie. Here. It's just a kiss on the cheek. I was right here anyways. You should at least get a little something if you're gonna get in trouble for working with me. You're blushing again? How's that? Feeling any better? Good, so you can read to me some more? Yeah, I'm good on my lessons for next week. I think I'm gonna do great on the next test. So you'll read to me some more before I go? Good. Hey there, how's... Whoa. Who died? You look horrible. She what? She left you? Why? She has video what? Me rubbing you on the shoulders? Me pecking you on the cheek? What the fuck? I thought you said the security camera's off when you're home. Oh my god, what a bitch. I can't believe she would turn it back on just to try to catch us. What, she thought you were fucking an 18-year-old high school student that you've known forever? Our family is our friends. This is such horseshit. Oh my god, I can't believe I'm a fucking homewrecker. No, it is my fault. You're always polite and proper, and I was just being silly and flirty for fun. Now it might cost you your marriage. And I know this isn't the point, but I was so excited to start the third book with you today. I understand, though. I cannot keep coming here if it's gonna cost you your marriage. But reading it with you has been amazing, but maybe I should just go. My lesson? In your condition, are you sure? Yeah, you look like you've been up for days. Your eyes are kind of puffy and you've got big bags. Maybe you should just rest a bit. You've obviously been doing classes all day. You seem cranky, reasonably so. Yeah, you should just sit down. Here, sit in your chair. I'll rub your shoulders. You can bend a bit. Or we can talk about whatever you like. I imagine your camera is off now. Yeah, I probably would have thrown it away too. Okay, so let's see. At least you don't have kids, so it's a little easier, right? Oh, yeah. I'm sorry, we don't have to talk about her. We can talk about what you're gonna do next. Maybe hit the dating scene eventually. No, I know it's too early. But if we're trying to look on the bright side, you've been married for a few years, right? You get to go out and find someone new, try out a bunch of new girls and have casual fun and all that. You're super handsome. I mean, how old are you even? Oh, 35, middle-aged guy. That works out. Clearly intelligent, has a lovely home and job. I'm pretty sure you're eligible. Any single girl from like 18 onwards? I don't think. It's not too young. My friends are always fucking around with older guys, especially Katie in college. Yes, that Katie. Ooh, I know it will help. Let me tell you some stories Katie told me, and then you you can understand that some younger girls really do like guys a bit older than them. Well, yeah, they're gonna be inappropriate. But look, no lesson today. We're practically off the clock. So, let's just hang out and chat. I think you need some company. Fine, I'll try to be tactful while I tell you. Here, let me rub your shoulders while I tell you. You're so tense. Okay, where to begin? Well, Katie's been in college for 2 years now. Yeah, we talk almost every day. She's still like a big sister to me. Let's see. Oh, so when Katie first moved for college, she was moving into her new apartment, and the cable guy came to turn on her internet. And Katie had been thirsty and busy moving, so, you know, she didn't have much time for fucking lately. Oh, sorry, that's my dirty mouth again. Well, she was too busy to be having sex regularly. And she was really horny, evidently. Well, the cable guy comes in, and he starts doing his thing. She said he was probably, like, 30 and short and stupid handsome. So he's got, like, an hour of work. So, during this, she gets the smooth idea just starting to take off one piece of clothing at a time. Every time she comes in to check on him, ask if he needs water, that sort of thing. Well, she gets down to her tank top and shorts pretty quick. So he's running around and working, obviously staring at her here and there. I mean, you've seen her. It's hard for anyone to not think about fucking her brains out. It's a story for adults. We're all adults here. Or does it just bother you having naughty, filthy words coming out of my young slutty mouth? Oh my, you're speechless for once. And red as a beet. You're so easy. Okay, so where was I? Oh, yes. So she's down to very little, and she steps away, gets down to just her bra and panties, walks out, and the guy nearly drops his tools. He asked if he was interrupting her or something, and you know what she said to him? No. She really said this. I mean, at least she told me she said this. She unclasped her bra and said, "No, but I'm hoping you can squeeze me into your installation window." I know, it's cheesy as hell. But, I mean, who cares if you have a beautiful pair of tits, you know, staring at you and an invitation to fuck them. I'm sure he thought it was the best thing he's ever heard. Oh, yeah, they fucked hard. She said he even, you know, came over a couple other times. Yeah, no, just casual. She's not one to get tied down. Figuratively, at least. Literally, she's very much one to get tied down. Come on. can't tell me you've never done some tying up or something. Oh, wow, I didn't realize you'd only been with a few women. And mostly just your wife. Was it like being together for so long? I'm sure you got comfy and got her to get into some freaky stuff, right? Oh, come on. Tell me. We're having this great powwow. Don't quit now. It'll be healthy. Oh. Wow, that's pretty vanilla. Well, at least you had sex regularly, right? True, but now you can go and try some new stuff on some new people. Yeah, it's too soon, but we're just brainstorming for upsides to this fucked up situation. What other good can come from it? Some freedom to do what you want. Let's see, you get to make the honey-do list now. I know you're not a fan of being alone. You know, having to work from home is pretty shit. But you have your students, some friends, I assume, and of course me. Well, they only do school for like half the day. And then I can always stop by and hang out. Maybe we can have a meal together. Glad you like that idea. I have to say, I've loved our in-person classes, even if they did lead to this extremely fucked up situation. They're the highlight of my week. I could stop by maybe every day or something, at least a little. We can't have you getting lonely and curmudgeon-y on me now. Yes, using those $20 words you taught me. No, it's not weird. My parents don't care what I do. No one else will even be here. It'll be fine. Come sit with me. Over here, on your sofa. I won't bite. I want to see if we can talk about some more plans to make your isolation a bit easier. Good. So let's see. So yeah, we can hang out. Oh, I cook too. Oh, and maybe show you a few cool shows that the kids have been watching lately. Oh, and I could even make you dinner. No, I love cooking. It's the best when I get to cook for others who appreciate it. And you look like you can use it. Have you been eating much? Oh my god, that's not good. You gotta eat more. Yes, I know you're the teacher, but you can consider me your assistant for now. Your life assistant. You've seriously done so much for me, and this is kind of my fault, so it's the least I can do. Yeah, I can cook tonight. No plans. Got nothing big tomorrow. Why don't you finish up and I'll run home, grab a few things, and I'll be back to start dinner. Okay, I'll be right back. Honey, I'm home. I know, I just thought it was funny. No, I didn't want to change out of my uniform. It's comfy and fun. Plus, I brought my apron. Yeah, it's dried cheese, and that was the devil offering you cheese. Yeah, I'll get started right away. Just sit down. No, wait. Don't open the box. First, it's a surprise what I'm making. And second, here. Yes, it's for you. I don't really drink wine, but I know you do. We just got a huge order. My parents won't miss a bottle. No, I promise they won't mind. I even texted my mom and I told her I took it. They love you. They're not gonna care one bit. Open that, please. You could use a glass, I bet. And I need some for cooking. Okay, well, let's get this cooking done. Voila! My super special steak with red wine reduction sauce, side salad, grilled asparagus, and a baked potato. I know it's nothing crazy, but I love it, and I think you, Mr. I'm Not Eating, could really use a hearty meal. So eat up! Oh, for me? I guess I could have a small glass. Look at you. You're on me about swearing, but you're offering wine to an 18-year-old? That's true, it is 18 most places. I would qualify there at least. Plus, I have a glass of wine with my mom from time to time, so it's no big deal. It is pretty tasty. How is it? The steak done alright? So happy you like it. I was worried I didn't nail medium rare. Let's dig in. What a meal. That was killer. You know it's a tasty meal when there is zero conversation during the meal. Yeah, a nice meal in you when you're bummed can really help your outlook on life. Oh shit, my favorite show has a new episode tonight. I could watch it later, but if you want, you can watch it with me before I go home. Awesome. I've not really gotten to hang out in your living room much, but your couch is really great. No, come sit with me over here. Perfect. Yeah, that's the channel. We still have a few minutes before it starts. I'm so glad you're starting to feel better. We'll have to keep whining and dining and giving you attention until you're all better and ready to face the world. As long as it takes. And I'll be your helper. Oh, I'm so sorry. My skirt just rides up sometimes. But, by the way, why are you looking, perv? I'm kidding. Is my outfit distracting? It's surprisingly comfy. What? Yes, of course I want to know. Tell me. Oh. Sir, how dare you? I'm glad you like it. I sure to put it on because I figured you might like. Well, yeah, I figured you wouldn't mind a little eye candy to cheer you up. You deserve it. Oh, come on, it's just the cheek. We already got in trouble for that once. How can we get in trouble again? There. Well, that's a waste. Snuggle a bit. I'm cold and I want to watch this. No, we can talk during the show. Subs are on and I'll probably watch it again. I don't mind. So, have you been thinking about how you could find a cute new girl to cuddle with and stuff? Good, I figured if I show you that, then before we release you into the wild, you'll be much more prepared. Yes, you are a wild animal. You're my wild animal. Oops. I got you on the lips. Oh, come on. You loved it. You're practically single. We're not at school. No, don't stop. Come here. See, you have that stupid, happy look that boys get when I kiss them for the first time. That's so cute. You're really good at that. Let me get a little closer. And I'll just lay on your chest a bit. And it's fine, lay down. There. Now I can lay with you. And we can kiss. Yeah. And I can rub your chest a bit. No, it's not too far. I'm an adult. And the school year is almost over. You won't even be my teacher soon. And it's not like I'm trying to fuck the teach for better grades or anything. Oh, did I say fuck the teach? I meant cuddle and kiss, right? Speaking of kiss. This is super nice. I've been a little lonely in quarantine, too. No, we broke up before all this started. He's a dweeb. So now, I can be all yours. What do you mean? Well, we pretty much just had a date night. And we're cuddling and kissing on your couch. How am I not yours? Well, no. We're not dating, but... we're still having fun. And that's okay, right? Hey. Why don't you take your shirt off? I want to lay on your bare chest. Do it. Do it. Come on, I'll take my top off too. No, silly, I'm wearing a sports bra. You'll be fine. Now strip. Oh, wow. You do have a great body. Although, working out has really, really worked for you. Well, good. Lay back down. Here. I'll get mine off. So nice to lay on your bare chest like this. Thank you. You should play with my back a little. You know, just run your hands lightly up and down it. Oh, that's great. I am pretty ticklish, so be careful. Why is that a bad idea to tell you? I wasn't kidding. I don't want to kick you. Please stop. Oh. Are you okay? I did not mean to hit you. I told you to stop, silly. Here. Let me rub on your arm a bit. Sorry again. I'm extremely ticklish, and I don't respond well to it. Here, I'll kiss it to make it better. There, all better. Oh, it still hurts. I'll have to try something more drastic. How sad. High schooler titties to distract you. No, I'm not putting it back on. This is a surefire cure. I'll grab my tits. Help yourself to a handful. They're all yours. See? I bet you didn't think that you'd be laying down with a topless young lady today. But your new life can be like that, right? Good. Now that my show is over, we need to address something. You have a hard as a rock boner in there, and I can feel it against my leg. I know you tried to poke me with it, but I have been purposely rubbing against it. Because I wanted to get you excited. Because I want to fuck your brains out. You heard me. Come on. You love it, I swear. Then what's the problem? How is anyone gonna find out? I'm not gonna tell anyone. Except maybe Katie, but she's like a vault with secrets. Okay, fine, I won't tell her either. No, please. Yes, I really, really want to. Don't you? Stop being difficult. I want you to fuck me. You should fuck me. You need some stress relief, and this is gonna happen. Good. Pants off now, mister. Yeah, you can leave your boxers. I'll get my skirt off. And there. Good. Now I might have mentioned that I have a dirty mouth, if you recall. Well, I was not kidding. I'm a bit of a perv, to be honest. I really love dirty talking and being dirty talked to. Like what? Let me think. I like whispering dirty things in public, especially to get men excited. Like when we get home. gosh, you are really going to have a great time on the market with a cock like that. One look at that and you'll have any girl on you. Hook, line, and sinker. Let me just... Oh, it's so hard. Let me just lie with you a little and give you a nice little schoolgirl hand job. Did saying I'm a schoolgirl excite you? Good. So, you are having an almost... Hold on. Fully nude. Schoolgirl laying on you and giving you a hand job. I'm giving you some. Good. So now, how often do you search for schoolgirl porn? Yes, that's a question I can ask. I'm nude, lying on you and playing with your cock. I think we're beyond being shy. Now then, just when was the last time you did search for it? A few weeks ago isn't too bad. The hope that you're looking at schoolgirl porn at all is a bit pervy. You big old perv. I think my pussy is a little lonely. Why don't you let me shift over? And, there. Yeah. Yeah, use your hands. Do you like my pussy? It's so wet and ready for you. Good. I'm glad. Oh. Pretty and just begging for my little schoolgirl mouth to worship it. What? You never had a girl worship your dick a little bit? They didn't. Kissed. All over it. Or lick it. From top to bottom. Or fill their mouth with your hot cum and show you before swallowing. Well, you better get used to it. Yes, we'll do this again. Of course, you're not gonna be all better with just one fuck. You're gonna need a few doctor's orders. Also a minute for me, so I'll likely be very tired. I'm just gonna lower myself. Oh, it is tight. Oh, it's just the tip of you. Keep going, yeah, and ride you properly. What are you? Okay, you don't have to get on top. Wait, you're not. What are you? Oh my god. Oh. Oh my god, you. You dirty, naughty man. Oh, licking my pussy after fucking it. Oh, I feel so good. Oh my god. Oh, fuck. How do I taste? I'm glad. Oh, it's so fun. Oh, I've only had good oral ones, and it was from a girl. Stupid ex. I never did it much or well. Oh, what girl? Of course you guessed it was Katie. We were having a sleepover. I told her I hadn't done it. She said it's the best. teacher, like my pussy was. Almost too much to handle. No, you please fuck me. I want you to fuck my pussy as hard as you can. Just don't come in me. Yeah, we'll save that for another day. Just let me know when you're close. No, we don't need a condom. You fucked me already and you are asking that now? You're fucking hilarious. Yes, I am on birth control. Now are you gonna keep making excuses? Are you gonna fuck me some more? I really need your hard cock. Oh, that's one way to shut me up. Time for after sex cuddles, and then I have to go home. My parents might start wondering where I am. No, it won't be a problem. They're usually busy or gone, and I'm 18. I'm allowed to do what I want. Well, you know what I mean. By the way, I've got to come up with a better pet name for you than Teach, don't I? You can call me anything you want. Even your little schoolgirl slut. Sorry, I'm just kidding. You're so easily flustered, which is surprising for a guy who just railed one of his students and came in her mouth. Fine, I'll stop. Well, I'm thinking I might call you Annie. Sweetie, I like that. You're the best. I'm just gonna rest on your chest a bit before I go home.